Hello and welcome once again to our little half hour together. This is finally the week for the instrumentals. It's my instrumental podcast, and going into it, I had a few simple rules that I'd made for myself. No jazz, no classical, and no film scores, and no obviously no voices, or I mean mainly no words. There may be a voice or two. So that's it. Those were my rigors. Anyway, this is The Merman with Quiet Surf from the 1994 album The Merman at the Haunted House. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Somber Reptiles from Brian Eno's 1975 album, Another Green World. And before that was the great Japanese guitarist and Venture's disciple, Takeshi Taraouchi, with his group, which is called Bunnies. I don't think there's a the. Doing Noue Bushi from his record. This is Takeshi Taraouchi, which came out in 1967. And prior to that was the country gentleman himself, Chet Atkins, covering the Beatles' And I Love Her. And I think that's from an album called Pickin' on the Beatles, but I could be wrong because there's many such, you know, sort of records out there. But no one can do it as well as Chet Atkins, who actually designed the Gretsch guitar that was called the country gentleman also, that George Harrison played after foregoing his smaller Gretsch duo jet. But that's sort of dorky talk for another time and a place. Before Chet Atkins was Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys album of the same title, and I'm not really sure a Beach Boy actually plays on that song, since I think they use mostly Phil Spector's session players, a group called the Wrecking Crew. Well, this is Jackie Mitsu with Drum Song from his 1968 record on Coxon called Evening Time. Thank you. That was Vinnie Riley's group, the Daruti Column, which is another politically named Factory Records band, with Sketch for Summer from their first record, 1980's The Return of the Daruti Column. And before that was Superstar Watcher from Yellow Tango's Painful album. It's called Painful. It's not painful to listen to. But that album kicked off their fantastic run that, amazingly, they're still on. I'm not a huge Summer Sun fan, but the early, New Wave Hot Dogs, that's kind of just junk. And before the Yellow Tango was the Homosexuals with their one instrumental song, Snapshots of Nairobi, from their 1984 album, The Homosexuals Record, which was probably recorded in something like 1978. And prior to the Homosexuals was Jonathan Richman. I guess at the time it was called Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, with the songs called Egyptian Reggae, which I'm sure to your ears as well as mine sounds neither Egyptian nor like anything reggae, but it's still actually a really great song. And it really, the strange part is it went to number 5 in the UK when it came out in 1977, so I guess that goes to show that people in the UK have more interesting taste than we do here in the States. But anyway, another perfectly good podcast comes to an end, and so good night. Anyway, this is the Marquees with Last Night, which is better than the Strokes.